KSRN News. I'm John Scott. The Biden administration announcing a new rule aimed at speeding up asylum processing at the southern border. Greg Cluxton with that report.
The asylum rule change would allow the U.S. to quickly reject a limited group of people believed to have committed serious crimes or who have terrorist links. It would shift the decision-making from a judge to asylum officers. The new rule comes as the Biden administration has been struggling to demonstrate to voters that it has a handle on immigration. Republicans have consistently slammed the administration over policies that they say have worsened problems at the southern border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, cracks are showing in one of the main pillars keeping the economy out of a recession: resilient spending by U.S. households.
Consumer goods giants from PepsiCo to Kraft Heinz have been describing recently how the combination of high inflation and higher interest rates is hurting their lower-income customers. Overall spending by U.S. consumers remains healthy. However, weakness at the bottom end of the income spectrum could be a warning signal of more pressure to come.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Much of the commentary recently has come from big food and drink companies. Upcoming reports from Walmart, Dollar General, and other retailers will offer more details. Police have made more than 40 arrests now as pro-Palestinian protest encampments were dismantled at the University of Pennsylvania and MIT. The moves came hours after police tear gassed protesters and took down a similar encampment at the University of Arizona. MIT says 10 students were arrested at the campus in Cambridge. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 146 points, but the NASDAQ 4 points in the red. This is SRN News. Billy Graham will be honored at the U.S. Capitol.
A statue of the celebrated evangelist will be unveiled this month, putting him in the company of about 200 Americans who have received such an honor. Graham's son Franklin says, quote, "My father would be humbled and grateful. At the same time, he would not want the attention on himself, but on God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ." The pedestal of the Graham statue in the Capitol will be engraved with John 3:16. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution barring discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes cannot appear on the state ballot in November. So says State Supreme Court Justice Daniel Doyle, pointing to a procedural error made by legislators during an initial round of approval. New York Attorney General Letitia James says that her office plans to appeal that judge's ruling. This is SRN News. Government officials have pledged new spending to help track and contain an outbreak of bird flu in the nation's dairy cows.
The new funds include $101 million to continue work to prevent, test, track, and treat animals and humans potentially affected by the bird flu. The Department of Health and Human Services adds the aid includes up to $28,000 each to help individual farms test cattle and bolster biosecurity efforts to halt the spread of the virus. According to the Department of Agriculture, dairy farmers will be compensated for the loss of milk production from infected cattle whose supply drops dramatically when they become sick. I'm Shelley Adler.
A cyber attack on the Ascension Health System operating in 19 states across the U.S. forced some of its 140 hospitals to divert ambulances and cause patients to postpone medical tests. More details at SRNnews.com.